Welcome to Monday Morning Moments. I'm Mike Van Hooser. We've been doing a mini series on two things that I think summarize a lot of the things I work with my athletes on and business leaders and other people that I coach and speak to around peak performance in sports, business, and life. And those two P's that we've been talking about are presence and process. And we did an initial definition of them in the first episode. We talked about presence in our second episode. And today I want to talk about the other P of process. I think presence is all about how you want to show up. And we talked about some specifics around developing a theme for the day. But regarding process, once you've decided how you want to show up in your presence, it's all about executing the right process. And so many times we want the outcome of the day, maybe in a key moment, we want to make the shot, or for the day, we want to win the match or win the game or win that client sale if we're talking about business. But it's so important to think about the process that leads to that. So I want to give you four keys to developing the right process and really focusing on that. And when you think about process, it's how you do things or how you give your best to the moment is how we originally defined it. So one of the key things of the four that I'm going to share with you today is being outcome driven. We talk about that a lot on this podcast and in other times when we go out and speak, is being outcome driven and process focused. And when we think about the process, sometimes I think when people say trust the process or focus on the process, they think about just some generic type thing, but they're not driven by an outcome or it's not geared towards an outcome. And when we talk about being process focused, it's all about gearing it to a specific outcome that you're trying to achieve in a split second moment or in, you know, in a larger moment, you know, in a half, in a game, in 18 holes that you're playing in golf, whatever the circumstance might be or whatever the opportunity might be, it has to be focused on an outcome. And that's why we call it being outcome driven. You have to make sure that you've got a goal, that you're being driven by that outcome and you're focused on that goal. You're driven by that goal, but then you focus on the process to get to the outcome that you want. If you kind of break it down from a basketball example, and I think about sports analogies all the time and working with athletes and having played basketball, it's my favorite sport. But if you think about a free throw and the goal is to make a key free throw at the end of the game, well, that's being driven by the outcome. I want to make this shot. I want to make this free throw. But focusing on the process to get to that outcome might look something like bending my knees or following through on my shot. Those are key things and elements of the process that lead to the outcome that you're trying to achieve. And whatever that outcome is that you're trying to achieve, whatever that goal that you want to accomplish, making sure that you focus on the process and that that process is outcome driven, not just some generic process that you go through, but that the process leads to the outcome that you want. So that's the first point, being outcome driven. That process has to be outcome driven. The second thing is it has to be consistent. So you can't just be doing, you know, different processes and hoping one of them works or one of them sticks, but making sure you have a consistent process and that you do that every time. When we work with our golfers, it's having a consistent pre-shot routine. And we don't necessarily go in and try to develop that or over-architect that because they have to own that, one, and two, they're working with their swing coach and other coaches to develop that. But from a mental standpoint, we want them to make sure that they're consistent in that pre-shot routine. I work a lot with tennis players, and the same thing is true, that they have a consistent pre-shot routine. They might bounce the ball, you know, in certain moments a number of times, and maybe it's more in other times, but they can't be just bouncing the ball random times every time they serve. There has to be a consistency to that process and what they do from their pre-serve routine. From a business standpoint, making sure that you have a consistent process leading into your days so it makes you more productive during that day is very important. So making sure you have a consistent process is really important and that it works for you and that you execute that consistently every time. We often say that consistency of process leads to consistency of great performances. So that's number two. The third thing about your process is it needs to be positive and productive. Positive and productive. So the process that you do needs to be positive. And a lot of that has to do with self-talk. You know, what are you saying to yourself before you go about your day? What are you saying to yourself before you take a shot or before you do something in sports that you're playing? Making sure that you have a positive process is really important. And a lot of that has to do with self-talk. A lot of our self-talk is negative, or we can have negative thoughts just jump in our mind. And we can't be focusing on that and worrying about doubt and fear and anxiety and allowing those negative thoughts or that interference to get in the way of our best performances. So our process, especially around self-talk, has to be positive, but it also has to be productive. We need to make sure that our process is productive. We may be doing things because somebody else told us to do them, but if that process and what they told us to do is not productive for us, we have to find the most productive process to do that. There are a lot of videos that people can watch on YouTube or TikTok or other places, and they start doing things because somebody told them to do it, but they haven't put a lot of thought to, is that a productive process for me? And so making sure that you do a productive process that leads to the outcome that you want is really important. So think about, is my process positive and is it productive for me? And making sure that you execute that, again, consistently every time is very important. And then the fourth thing is it reliable? You know, is that process reliable for you? Is it producing reliable results? Do you trust that in key moments, in pressure moments? Are you relying on that process and can you trust it? And has it delivered for you in the past? So therefore, you're going to make sure that you focus on it and rely on it and trust it today in this present moment to deliver the results that you want. And I think a lot of times when I talk to my athletes and working with them, we're talking about a reliable process that they need to remember so that they trust that and lean into that when they want to accomplish the results that they want. So many times they'll worry about that outcome and obsess about that outcome, and they forget the process and forget that reliable process that they've had in the past. And that's going to be the key. Those are the steps that are going to lead to the outcome that they want. And having a reliable process that you trust and you lean into is going to be the most productive thing for you as well. So as you go about your week and whatever you're doing, whatever that goal is you're trying to accomplish, think about developing a process that's outcome-driven, that's consistent, that's positive and productive, and that's reliable, and that you execute that on a consistent basis every time. And what we see from the work that we do and the research that we do with working with people is that when you really focus on the process that leads to the outcome you want and trust that in the moment, that that's going to lead to accomplishing your goals, and it's going to lead to making the most of the moments in your life.